Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the body punching? I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually was crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? Yes. When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches. On DBLC Productions.
Muchas gracias, muchas gracias, Mexican style, muchas gracias, champion, campeón.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. This time we're back with the rumor mill as we will be talking a couple of Golovkin possible opponents. Will he fight Jermall Charlo, Daniel Jacobs, Sergey Dervishenko, other options not mentioning Canelo? I'm going to have my two co-hosts, so let's just jump right into it. Get on out to the Golden State.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, this was here. Haters beware. And Ness, it's a three host. You have three hosts. We're one man down from a full panel. Shout out to Doomy, who can't be here. But obviously, Triple G and Abel Sanchez, because this quote is mainly coming from Abel Sanchez, of course, who's, you know, been known to be the mouthpiece for Triple G. Basically saying that the sport of boxing does not revolve around Canelo. There are other options out there, and he's named them all. From Jermall Charlo, Daniel Jacobs, Sergey Dervishenko, to Ryota Murata in Japan. So definitely a big topic, of course, because Canelo Triple G, if it's made, is one of the biggest fights in the sport. If it's not made, it's one of the biggest stories of the sport this year. So definitely let's chop it up with our almost full panel and get to it. Call in 1-425-569-5241 or add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Absolutely free. Let's chop it up.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predict he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why hasn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yeah, yeah. Triple G off the back of the Cinco de Mayo. Big heavy knockout of Varnes. Yeah, what's next? Is it going to be Canelo? Is it not? We'll have to talk about it and find out. No mention of Billy Joe Saunders for that big unification. But yeah, let's see what Casual's got to say about this.
Head movement! Head movement! Head movement!
What's up, man?
Yes, what's up, everyone? Good afternoon and good evening to everyone who's other parts of the globe. I am Enrique Church in New Jersey. And Triple G, I gave him a new name, well, an acronym. It's called VAP. Because he's vicious, he's accurate, and he's powerful. So any of those names, I think that, you know, he's going to give a hell of a fight.
You're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Mr. Gennady. Yes, I'm very serious. I think Charlo will bring him a better fight than Vanes because he is younger. And, yeah, there are options out there, and any of those fights are attractive, except for the Komenchenko, the other guy.
Dervishenko,
who I don't know. I don't think that's a money fight at all.
You even like the Murata fight over the Dervishenko fight?
Not even Murata. I think it should be like a Charlo, Billy Joe, who I think is literally ducking. Billy Joe, that is.
Why do you say that, brother?
Because you don't hear him say anything. Like
he's not across your timeline then, right?
He is a mouthpiece.
Yeah, but the last time we checked, he signed his half of the you know, fight. He wanted that fight. Free
smoke, free smoke. Well, thanks for the education.
You need to get him across your timeline, bro.
Yeah, I mean, he is. He's just not as frequent as I would like to see him, like, be a mouthpiece like Charlo is. So, you know, he's deleted on this side.
Anyway, did you like the way on my intro, I said, let's see what Casual thinks. I brought it over. I'm starting to get professional level like you, man.
Yeah, that was passing
on the quote, Matt.
What was that? Sorry, I didn't hear you because of them talking.
Stone Age. What are the facts on the quote?
Oh, well, let me get right to it, obviously. Boxing does not revolve around Canelo, Abel Sanchez said. There's a lot of other good fighters in the middleweight division that deserve a chance or that deserve to fight for a title. The focus needs to be put on the guys at the top, whether they fight Gennady or they fight each other. If you take Canelo out of the equation, you have Jacobs and Charlo that can fight, Derevchenko and Gennady that can fight. There's Moreira that's available. There's a lot of guys that are available that the public needs to focus on instead of Canelo refusing to comply with the rules. So that is the gist and the crux of what's been
said. I'm happy. I guess first and foremost, I'm going to say I'm happy to hear him say Charlo, even Jacobs. Happy that those are options. And even Derevchenko is not an easy fight. I think that all roads point to decent, fair matchups for Triple G based off that quote and those names. I like them all.
Moreira as well. Corolla as well.
I did not hear Toyota Corolla, but I know that Bob wanted to do that, but he said it wouldn't be anytime soon. He said at least two fights.
I know because you only call him Toyota Corolla. You may not know his actual name, Ness. But he said there's Moreira that's available. That's Ryota Moreira.
Equals Toyota Corolla.
Here's what I like about those name drops. That and not only did they mention that it doesn't evolve around Canelo, that he's conducted himself like a champion, you know what I'm saying, giving people opportunities. And those two names that I know are really tough fights. And I'm putting it in like this kind of sequence that, you know, there's I don't know how much money did he make against Canelo last year? What was the purse?
I forget the guarantee. The guarantee was small, but he got a huge back end.
He got a huge back end. So can he add up, like, if he defeats all of them, which are much riskier fights because now, you know, Danny Jacobs knows him. So he may lose and then Canelo may avoid him and beat Danny Jacobs and it'll be like, yo, fighter A, B, fighter B, et cetera, et cetera. Same for the Charlos. So, you know, I think he could collect those bags on the easy names and then face Canelo. But I feel like that Canelo fight is still going to happen in September. It's just y'all too big.
Y'all worrying about money too much. Why is y'all worried about what's in my pocket?
I mean, why does it matter what he made with Canelo?
Like, I mean, because that's what boxing's about. You know, they only talk about purses and opportunities and matchups. That's it. And cherry picking on that. So that's how I look at it. I'm not going to go digging deep and read Dan Raphael's the quotes and come back with that and Doug Fitch's bag and come back with that. I'm going with what makes me move.
Yeah, I mean, does he walk away from
move? What makes the casual fan move?
Yo, he passing on that purse. Yo, fighter A, B, fighter B. Yo, he dissed Canelo. He ain't fighting him. He's fighting Charlo. Yo, he beat Charlo. He made 1.5. Yo, he's only making 4.5 against Canelo. You know that. Okay, sing it.
Nah, I get you. That makes all make actually good sense. You know, hey.
And obviously, Triple G at this point, you know, like anyone at his status, is guaranteed 7 figures every time he fights. He made a million guaranteed against.
You're serious?
He made him.
Matt, you're serious. Tell him.
I am serious. He made a million guaranteed against Vans Matarosyan on a month's notice in a very small venue at the StubHub. The guy, and he did the highest rating of premium cable this year so far, HBO and Showtime included. So. The guy does guarantee a check, like Enrique said. Now, I don't know if Charlo, if Jacobs presents a drastic jump up in that paycheck. I think we all love those fights. I don't know. You have Ryota Moreira. Who's doing,
I mean, it was an issue to make those fights in the past. I mean, Jacobs got something like 2.5 guarantee, right? So they probably won't go that way. They'll go the Derevchenko mandatory route, the Jamal Charlo mandatory route, or... You know,
Jacobs is mandatory as well.
But no, Moreira has a belt, right? Jacobs is what, WBA or IBF now?
No. Moreira has the WBA regular. Jacobs has no belt.
Exactly.
But he got the mandatory status.
He has the mandatory status, but he does not have.
How does he get the mandatory status without the belt?
We really have to talk about that. It's the WBA, man. Come on. Like, we can move past that one. They can do whatever the fuck they want, and they've done that. But Moreira represents money. I know we don't want to talk about it, but Moreira does 15 to 20 million viewers in Japan. That's a bag.
Say what?
It may not connect with us. That's a market. That's a bag you can get just like Kell Brook, like going to a different market to collect a bag. I can see that happening, especially the Bob Arum and Top Rank on the other side of that deal pushing for it. So I think a lot of options on the table. And Triple G, if he's not fighting Canelo at his age, he probably should be looking for the most money available. And unfortunately, that may not be the best fighter.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Do you think he really takes the moral high ground and walks away from the Canelo fight?
I hope not.
I hope not as well. I just don't like that Canelo comes back and he's automatically still the A side.
I'm never used. No medicals.
No medicals, brother. No medicals.
I always like that one.
That one's.
Fine. I mean,
it's a classic.
The A side because of the money that he represents, the popularity attached. Everybody wants to be Canelo's comeback fight. I mean, I would want to be his comeback fight, especially not getting a. I mean, having that layoff, like, anybody's hoping to capitalize on that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So does he curveball Canelo? Does Canelo curve Triple G and say, nah, I'll take Morata. That's an easy fight for me.
Nah, there's nothing there for him. Triple G is more like that type of international star. Like, Canelo, I don't think his name ringing bells in China.
Yeah, remember, a bag in the U.S. represents a difference than the bag in Japan. A Triple G matchup in the U.S. is still a million-plus pay-per-view buys.
Canelo's still bringing 300, though. If he could do 300 with Liam Smith, he could do 300 with a bunch of people right now. Like, come on.
Question.
He could bust some sexies if he ever wanted to.
So, Murata, you said, Matt, how many – what's his numbers like in Japan?
15 or 20 million.
15 to 20 million views. Is that views?
Viewers live.
So Canelo, if there's that much love for boxing, I think they know Canelo. You can't say, you know, there's a handful of Japanese fighting boxing industry. I don't think that even exists. You know, I think people fly over there to fight.
If 15 million to 20 are just watching him, if it doesn't matter who he's watching, who he's fighting either. So if 15 to 20 million are just watching Moreira fight, right. Throw Canelo in there as well. It's going to be...
Yeah, and then...
True, but the idea is, obviously, Moreira's fighting in Japan, prime time in Japan on basic cable, basically. Like, the Fuji TV is available to basically everyone in Japan. If Moreira was to fight Canelo, most likely it would be in the U.S. That means it would be around, I think, like 3 a.m. in Japan's local time, if it's prime time in the U.S., it would be difference of money. And then the pay-per-view buy rate in the U.S. is significant lower than if Canelo fought XYZ, potentially. You know, that's part of the thought process for Canelo's side of it, not Moreira's side. Moreira knows that he can collect a bag with all the guys at the top right now because of the viewers he brings in, but it's the guys that he's fighting that are going to determine whether he fights them.
Yeah. Do we see a reason why someone wasn't mentioned in that? At all in those names? It's, you know, the unification fight. Apparently he demands too much money, but I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe it's a money thing, maybe it's a negotiation thing, but they've
a ducking thing?
Or Triple G has mentioned Saunders before. It's not like they haven't mentioned each other in the past.
Yeah. All right. Just, you know, unification near the end of his career.
Yeah, that would be, you know, the option is that unification. But I'm sure Abel, as a trainer, looked at that one and noticed,
the style matchup.
Wow, that style is just all wrong for you, son. You don't need that right now, especially not at the end of your career, you know. You go do something else, you know. You get that money.
Fuck you, pay me.
You don't got to fight Charlo or none of them boys.
True. Are we talking about Ryota Murata? Because I'm trying to look this guy up.
Yeah, that's him.
Uh-oh, look at the casual. No more casual for him. There you go. Like,
I mean, Mayota.
His pearly whites, yo. Uh-oh.
Yo, Ryota Murata got to stay in Japan just to collect his bag over there, man. He got 11 KOs, one lost. One loss, so I don't think he got a chance.
Yo, who is that guy, bro?
No chance.
No chance.
No chance.
Head movement.
What is that?
That ain't going to save him either.
He doesn't have a chance. No one's picking him to win.
It's the poor man's Triple G. We said this on the show the other day.
So why name drop him Abel Sanchez?
Because he represents money. For a Triple G, he represents money. If you're not fighting Canelo, that's why.
Safe zone. Get that bag. I respect that.
And like we all know, like it's an easier fight for Triple G.
Yeah, stay fresh for Canelo because that eventually will happen. And I just kind of don't see it happening next Cinco de Mayo. It's just too far away. I see it happening September 15th or whatever the date is for that weekend.
You think there's no like intermediate fight? They just make the rematch. They figure out each other's differences and they get it made.
It's already in the making. It already happened. It's already in the making. You know, so the story's there, and anybody else is just too risky. Like those big names, it's too risky for Golovkin. You know, and unless he gets a bag for Ryota Murata, but I think next Cinco de Mayo, Triple G may have aged. You know, in boxing, but you know, Father Time doesn't beat everybody in the ring.
It will be
sad to watch him lose as an old man instead of like, you know, in a competitive fight because he didn't look old versus Vanes.
No, that's why I gave him that name, Vap. Vicious.
Yeah, I think Triple G rolls off the tongue a bit easier, but
yeah, it does.
Yo, you and your one liners, kid.
No. You know, if the crowd is saying GGG, it's the same as VAP. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
We had it. Triple J. Remember that, Matt?
That was true.
Yo, Enrique started chanting. He was so hyped, man. You can see it.
Yo, I started that.
That was me. It's like everyone in the crowd around him that he started that. It was
7,500 people.
Yo, he was really. He was feeling himself at that moment.
Yeah, man. He was just looking to give those tickets away.
That's when he really got happy. But we're going to be doing a full recap on our LA experience, on our StubHub fight, on the Gennady Golovkin versus Vanes Martirosyan. It will be coming to you soon enough. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice, and our backup channel, youtube.com/ Nestor Gibbs. We got to head on out because it's about that time, ladies and gents. Outros. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Yes, Triple G has options. The big names, I think, are the most dangerous fights for him. He can risk a loss and then risk that bag, as we like to call it now, against Canelo Alvarez. Because, Canelo Alvarez, the A-side, and he will be a bully having somebody like Oscar De La Hoya in his corner negotiating the A-side point of view. Follow me on TBV_casual fam. My Patreon is popping too. It is the boxing fan. It's patreon.com/boxing fan. Shout out to my people.
Shout out to your people. Yes, of course, boxing fan apparel on patreon.com. And of course, final thoughts. Yeah, I think we all want the Canelo.
Give him a quick plug. If you want to check out the latest dopest shirt, because it is one of the best. Not only does it have the greatest of all time, the GOAT himself, Muhammad Ali, it has the greatest slogan of all time, Voice of the People, boxingfineapparel.com. You can check out my IG at NSGTO and check out this amazing picture with our sponsored vehicle by Mazda, because we were sponsored for our LA, shindig. You know, so shout out to Mazda and Boxing Fan Apparel for keeping me fresh for the weekend. And again, use that picture as reference because it was a dope one-off, all right? One-off.
Well, thank you, Ness, for just, cutting
it's
in.
It's commercial, you know what I'm saying? I got to be... That's my man's, all right?
Head movement!
Yeah, definitely check out all of our IGs if you want to see the one-offs from the fan fest for Chivas Regal. Hashtag fight for it. Cinco de Mayo at the StubHub Center. Tons of dope shirts that we unfortunately were not able to give out. But that maybe means Enrique has a bunch of extra ones that if you're on Patreon for Box Fan Apparel, you may get some from that night.
Good looking out, Ness.
Just saying. But anyways, digressing. Final thoughts. Canelo Triple G should happen. If you are on some moral high ground about this computer roll shit, fuck off. I don't care about you. Miss me with that bullshit. I want the biggest fight to happen right now, and that's probably Triple G Canelo. So let's make it happen. Put away the egos. Make the fight. Don't wait. Make the date. Whatever. Sign the contract. Whatever Deontay Wilder says, save for this fight, because this fight should be happening next. I am Matt Tips on Hunter. You can find me at Matt Hunter TBV on all platforms. Oh my god, what a tongue twister.
It's fucked you up big time, that new handle.
It's changed, man. It's changed.
You've said it for so many times now. It just fucked you right up.
It should be Mixed Combat News, but it's not. It's Matt Hunter TBV, all platforms, Twitter, Instagram. Mixed Combat Radio is my MMA podcast. Find that on Patreon. Hipsters Gaming Channel on Twitch and YouTube. We'll be back later, maybe, potentially. Peace.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Canelo fight again still, but if not, I'd like Triple G. I really like the Charlo fight, but maybe a bit of UK bias, but I'd like to see the Billy Joe Saunders fight as well. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Rob_Weatherall or on IG Rob Weatherall. But yeah, thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man! Nah.
He's too tired to do it.
Yeah, I like that soundbite, man. That's official. Enrique, did you say like your Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram at Fight Talk. I didn't say that. I apologize, but at Fight Talk, man, we had good time. See me on my video, my last video, sitting next to Jesse Vargas at the StubHub Center.
Yeah, why didn't you interview Nicola Adams, man?
Yo, I will say this, yo, your teaser. I meant to call you. I think that's one of the reasons I text yo. The teaser was pretty dope, man. You put a lot of work into that. Sometimes I watch your teasers to your Patreon. I'm like, damn, if he only did my teasers for my Patreon, you know, then TBV will reach his goals and we'd actually be winning. But that was pretty dope, man. The production on that was pretty dope. I mean, you love stealing, though. I'll say that. Shout out to you and Matt, man. You guys are copyright fiends.
What did I steal? Oh, that little video clip?
I'm going to just sit here in silence and let you answer all your own questions.
Yeah. The video clip? Okay.
You self-snitch.
It's fun, though. You know, it's called old-time hip-hop music videos. When I Love Lucy.
Check out Boxing Fan Apparel on Patreon.
Peace. Yes, on Patreon. Peace.
Thank you for using Blog Talk.